And good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Hoops HD Championship Week Video Notebook Day number
12, isn't it?
12. Day number 12. Wow. Second
up to a dozen.
Second to last Championship Week Video Notebook coming to you here following the conclusion of all the Friday games, heading into the busiest day in terms of championships coming up on Saturday. I'm your host, Chad Sherwood, joined by John Salica down below, less than 48 hours Selection Sunday, and over in the puppet bunker, David Griggs. This is our Championship Week Video Notebook, where we do news.
Said that already, Chad.
We review the day's game.
I'm still locked in here, Chad.
Preview the next day's game.
Locked in the bunker, Chad. You locked me in here.
David.
I heard Joe Lunardi's not even in a bunker. It's actually a studio that they're calling a bunker.
Well,
you can let me out now.
That's why we're better, because we actually give a real bunker.
Locking me in a bunker is not making anything better. It's the middle of the night, locked in a bunker. I've been down here for 12 days.
We're also going to do a survival board at the end of the show. We'll update you on where our Hoops HD mock selection committee is. But we start off with the mailbag.
Oh, my God. Why do you have to do this? It's the middle of the night.
Middle of the night, and we're doing our mailbag, David. We've got a couple questions today. First one came in via Twitter. Came in from Charlie from West Virginia asks, do we think that West Virginia can improve their seed in the NCAA tournament should they win the Big 12 championship tomorrow?
It couldn't hurt.
Well, John, let me ask you, where do you think West Virginia is now, and do you think it does go up by beating Iowa State tomorrow?
I mean, it's only going to really go up for beating Iowa State because they've already beaten, I think it's Kansas State tonight, and I'm trying to remember who their opener was.
Texas.
I mean, they didn't have to go through Baylor or Kansas, so it's not like they're getting monster wins that they normally would get out of the Big 12.
Yeah, and I agree with you there. I think that, you know, had they won the Big 12 championship by beating Baylor and Kansas, they would have maybe even shot the two line. I think that's probably beyond their cap, though, David, if you'd agree.
I agree. Last year, it seemed, and keep in mind that 8 of the 10 people on this year's committee were on last year's committee, and it just didn't look like they gave a whole lot of credence to the conference tournaments last year. One of the biggest ones was Seton Hall winning the Big East and beating two top 10 teams to do it. And they were being projected as a 6 before that, and they ended up as a 6. So sometimes I think the committees pay a lot of attention to it. In other years, they don't really pay much attention at all. And West Virginia, you don't really tend to move up by beating teams who are behind you, and they haven't beaten anyone that's ahead of them.
Right. One of the questions we had, and this came in from, let me see if I can read my notes here, Phil from Milwaukee asks, David, it was addressed directly to you. He says, "Dear David, I've heard that you are locked in the bunker without any
food in the week. I am locked in the bunker
here. I would like to help you out. What type of, I'll be delivering some food to you. What would you like to eat?"
That's awesome. You know, I'd like bourbon. I like to eat bourbon.
David, I think you're looking for food. How about food?
Food. Well, I mean, I'm on a steady diet of pizza, cheeseburgers, and hot dogs.
All right. Pizza, cheeseburgers, hot dogs, and bourbon, Phil. If you just want to deliver it to the puppet bunker,
How about I get out of the bunker and go to Phil's house? That way he doesn't have to leave the house.
Well, not until the NCAA tournament is over, David.
I don't want to be down here for the next month.
You volunteered for the puppet bunker.
I didn't realize you'd be locking me in.
And I'm sure the parole officer will be thoroughly checking the food as well before it arrives in the bunker.
Yeah, no shivs in that food, Phil, please. But let's get right into the let's just start with any news and notes. Not much today. One thing to note, Markel Fultz from Washington, no surprise, did declare for the NBA. He's so another wonderful top prospect recruited by Lorenzo Romar and put his team absolutely nowhere.
Right.
But let's actually get into the games that took place today. We got a lot to get through, and it is very late right now. And let's see if we can pull them up here. There is the screen, and we wanted to start out with a bid was given out tonight, believe it or not, despite a championship not being won. Southwestern Athletic Conference, and nobody saw them. The games weren't even streamed or televised or anything. But Texas Southern won a tight game against Grambling, where Grambling actually had a second-half lead. Very disappointed in Grambling not being able to pull that one out.
Yeah, but still a great year for Grambling, much improved.
But by virtue of Alcorn State, who is ineligible, taking care of Southern in the nightcap, if Texas Southern wins tomorrow, they get the automatic bid. If they lose tomorrow, they also get the automatic bid. So the Texas Southern, Mike Davis, is back in the NCAA tournament and has almost a glorified exhibition game tomorrow.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I realize that the SWAC title is – or the SWAC championship carries a lot of weight amongst this conference, but as far as the NCAA tournament goes, it doesn't matter.
Well, I guess the one thing I would say is that Texas Southern's kind of in that 15/16 border. Should they lose this game, you know, that may knock them down to the 16 line for certain. But that might be all they may be playing for is to between the 15 and 16 line. But
had they been eligible, this would have been Alcorn State's first NCAA tournament appearance since 2002 with the win, but that's going to have to wait at least another year.
Yep. Also, I want to bring up the WAC here. This was HAC Conference gave us the game of the night and maybe the game of championship week so far, believe it or not. And not the second semifinal where New Mexico State took care of UMKC, but quadruple overtime between Cal State Bakersfield and Utah Valley, David.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. It was exciting. It was close. I don't think either team managed a double-digit lead. It seesawed back and forth. It was poorly played. Bad shots were taken. Open, but it was, oh, my God. And our friend Lee Delvecchio just sent out a text. I think he's taped it, and he's watching it again. That's how much he loved it.
John, we got Bakersfield and New Mexico State tomorrow. Do you think Bakersfield is just too exhausted after playing basically an extra half, an extra 20 minutes to be able to take New Mexico State tomorrow?
I don't think it's a matter of being fatigued, but I think there is definitely a revenge factor for New Mexico State when you go back to last year's title game.
And the ass whooping that they put on New Mexico State during the regular season.
Right. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to this one. I mean, I know that I'm going to say that 10 times tonight. If you want to make a drinking game out of it, you'll be in the hospital by the end of the show. But I am looking forward to this one.
should be a fun one. Now let's move over to games that were in the conferences that were in the quarterfinal roundtable. We'll start with those, and then we'll move over to the semifinal ones. But Big Ten quarters today began with Michigan and Purdue. It was a fun, exciting overtime game there. Also, Minnesota winning, Wisconsin ending that Indiana dream of a tournament bid, and Northwestern just continuing their amazing season with another victory.
Yeah. How exciting is this for Northwestern? The last game of the season when they were hosting Purdue, it was that incredible atmosphere. Then even though they lost that game, you felt like they had a whole lot of momentum build up, and it's carried over to this tournament. A really nice win today, and here they are in the conference semis. And wow, it would be so much fun to watch them win this. I don't think it'll happen, but I'm looking forward to this one tomorrow.
And that win was pretty much a road game.
Yeah.
Earlier.
Yeah, I was gonna say I believe this is their first ever appearance at the Big Ten semifinals. In fact, I'm fairly certain it is. Big Ten tournament had not having existed as long as a lot of the other conferences. But John, yeah. Wisconsin, Northwestern, Michigan, Minnesota. What do you see coming up in the semifinals here on Saturday?
I'm actually gonna go ahead and say Minnesota and Wisconsin meet up.
All right,
David. Fun one.
David, I think it's going to be Northwestern and Michigan. So.
And that's what I'm going with. I'm going with Northwestern and Michigan, just based on how the two have been playing now. But it'll be a fun day tomorrow. I'm looking forward to both these games.
Yeah, we'll see Northwestern win this conference tournament, and despite beating Maryland, Wisconsin, And either Minnesota or Michigan still get the 8th seed that they were before the tournament, based on what you told us at the start of the show, right, David?
Well, I mean, that's what it felt like last year, and I think that would be ludicrous. Our committee, the one that does it the right way, certainly won't do that.
Yeah, now we would definitely bump Northwestern up
to yes.
one seed, life, not two, if they could win these next two games.
Right.
We also had quarterfinal round day in the SEC, where Kentucky took care of Georgia. The other three games were all pretty interesting, though. Alabama with the upset of South Carolina. Vandy yeah. with a thrilling overtime win over Florida to make it three wins over Florida this year. And then Arkansas with a last-second win over Ole Miss.
Yeah.
David, why don't we start with Vanderbilt, though? Despite if they lose tomorrow or if they lose on Sunday in the championship game, they will have 15 losses. Is this it? Are they going to be the first ever 15-loss team to get an at-large bid at this point?
I think so, because I think they'll lose to Kentucky in the championship game, and they will make the NCAA tournament. If they happen to lose tomorrow, I still think they'll get in. The 15 losses is, in my opinion, or should be, offset by the number 2 overall strength of schedule. Say they had played the number 20 strength of schedule and lost 12 games because they had 3 on there that were easier to win. Is suddenly that less of a problem? I think it's pretty much the same. They deserve it. Look at what they've – I mean, they've beaten Florida 3 times. They've won at Arkansas. They've done a lot to prove that they belong, and they're really playing well now.
And for what it's worth, even a team like Michigan State has finished a regular season with 14 losses.
Yeah. Well, David, let me ask you this. Who do you think wins tomorrow? I think Kentucky-Alabama might be a blowout, but I don't know if you agree with me on that.
No, I think it will be a blowout, and I think it's Kentucky-Vandy.
Okay. John, you agree with him?
I agree with the puppet here.
Okay, yeah, I don't think – I think we – I agree, and I would not be shocked here if Vanderbilt does not enter the NCAA tournament with 15 losses, if they enter it with 14 as an automatic qualifier. Just want to throw that out there.
That would be something.
I think they can win this tournament.
Yeah.
We also had quarterfinal round day in the Atlantic 10, where we had one of the biggest upsets of the day in the very first game. John, Davidson knocking off Dayton, who once again can't get it done in the A-10 tournament.
I think we can actually call him good Davidson, at least for one day, thanks to guys like Jack Gibbs and John Axel Goodmanson.
Yeah, they had a great game, and with guys like Gibbs and the other stars. I really was kind of disappointed in the way Davidson played all year, but now they're advanced to play Rhode Island. And David, in the other semifinal, we have VCU and Richmond, the top rivalry probably in the Atlantic 10 these days.
Yeah, VCU really blew it open against George Mason, although it was close for a while. But that Richmond-GW game was a lot of fun, kind of back and forth. And then with Richmond coming up with a defensive stop on the last play. But VCU-Richmond, one of the better rivalries, well, certainly in the A-10, but even more than just the A-10. It's a fun one. And what makes this one so interesting is what's on the line. Most people think VCU is safe. I know our committee, I think, has them. And
the very last team that our committee voted in today was VCU, and it was a very tenuous vote.
Right.
So by no means a lock by our committee.
Yeah.
And when you look at this field right here, it certainly feels like a Colonial on steroids.
Yeah, it does. And I think Richmond needs to win this tournament to get in. It's their ticket in. So big day for Richmond. They get the bragging rights are on the line and the chance to continue their season and make the NCAA tournament on the line.
But yeah, VCU and Rhode Island also looked at it as a squarely on the bubble team that cannot afford a loss to Davidson and might actually have to beat VCU or Richmond in the finals also anyhow. But if Rhode Island is going to get with an at-large, they absolutely have to get by Davidson tomorrow.
And that's the double-edged sword of not having Dayton in the field.
Yeah, it is. But, I mean, it's a more winnable game tomorrow. But if they don't win it, they're out. And even if they do win it and lose in the finals to a team that is not inside the bubble or that's right on the bubble, I think that could knock them out as well. I think they needed to beat Dayton.
Right.
Dayton just ruining it for everybody.
David, who do you like in tomorrow's games?
I'm going to go with Rhodey and Richmond.
Okay. I'm going to go with Davidson and Richmond, so –
okay.
I'm going to double upset A-10, meaning that we will have a bid definitely stolen from this conference.
Yep.
American Conference quarterfinal day. SMU, we thought they were rolling East Carolina, but East Carolina had a huge run late to actually get back in that game, amazingly enough.
Yeah, I had quit kind of watching it, was looking at other stuff, and I saw the score scroll across the bottom of the screen. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, UCF pounded Memphis. Cincinnati also pounded Tulsa. But, John, the upset, UConn playing in Hartford, knocked out Houston, eliminated any faint at-large hopes Houston had. And now they go on and they get Cincinnati tomorrow.
Yeah, this has been a tough matchup here in the short history of the American between Houston and UConn. I mean, they figured it out for this year, but there's going to be a lot of karmic payback for the Cincinnati-UConn rematch.
Yeah, David, do you like Cincinnati and SMU, the top two teams to make the finals here, or do you think UCF or UConn can pull off an upset?
UConn can pull off an upset. I'm not going to pick them to pull off the upset. I think the chalk will hold, but they certainly can.
I agree. I think chalk does hold. I think SMU should roll UCF, but if they fall asleep like they did against East Carolina, yeah, who knows? Yeah. But yeah, we'll see. Let's keep going on here. We had one other conference in the quarterfinal round today, the Sun Belt, where Arlington, I thought they might be in trouble with Coastal Carolina tonight. They were not. Pulled them, and in fact,
Coastal was in there for about a half, and then Arlington blew it way, way open.
None of the games were really close, but the one of them, Troy, Georgia Southern, Sleeka, that was your pick to win the conference, was Georgia Southern, and Troy really just pounded them tonight.
Yep, shows how much I know about the Fun Belt.
But David, Arlington against Texas State, Georgia State, Troy. I think we've got a Georgia State-Arlington final coming, but do you want to go somewhere else?
No, I think that's what it's going to be. And I'm going to push for Arlington to be included in the field, even if they don't win the automatic bid. I don't think I will be able to ram them in, but I think that they would deserve it.
If you
losing two out of three to Texas State would certainly not help.
If they don't beat Texas State, I will not be pushing for them.
Yeah, I got to say, I mean, not that losing to Texas State versus losing to Georgia State or Troy is much worse, but it's one more win if you get to the finals at least. Right. One more little piece that will help you there. Let's move to some conferences that were in the semifinal round. And let's start with the ACC, where, David, we found some amazing things about the Duke-North Carolina rivalry today, some amazing facts about it.
Right. It's stuff that I'd never really heard before. The proximity is that they're less than 10 miles apart. They're actually just 8 miles apart. We learned that today. And, as storied as both of them are, as successful of them are, they've met in the ACC tournament before, but they've never met in the NCAA tournament before.
John, actually, Carolina had a nice lead early, and Duke came storming back in the second half to win this game and a real good one. And in the nightcap, Notre Dame looks like they beat Florida State by 4, but they were actually up huge in this game, and Florida State went in a late run but never really caught all the way up.
And this is one of the few rivalries where a team has actually had Krzyzewski's number, but Duke actually got the win at South Bend this year while Jeff Capel was running the show after Krzyzewski's back surgery.
So you're going to go Notre Dame or you're going to go Duke tomorrow?
I am going to go with Duke at their quasi-home arena.
David, this might be one of those examples of how much the committee looks at a conference tournament. I would not have had Notre Dame as a top four or a protected seed. I'd have them probably in the 5 line heading into this tournament. They beat Duke tomorrow to win the ACC tournament. I think they deserve to be on the 4 line, don't you?
I think they deserve it now. Their profile was good coming in. They weren't quite a protected seed, but you beat Virginia and Florida State on a neutral floor. I think that, yeah, that certainly vaults them up there. And if they win tomorrow, it's another big win. So, I mean, again, our committee, I can't imagine us not giving Notre Dame a protected seat at this point.
Do you think Notre Dame wins tomorrow?
Yeah.
Are you going with them over Duke?
Yeah, I'm going with them.
All right. It was also semifinal day in the Big East, where Villanova decided they didn't want to play against Seton Hall for most of that game, and almost seemed upset that they found a way to win it at the end. Yeah. So because they don't get the day off, they have to play tomorrow. And John, your Xavier Musketeers with a hard-fought battle, but losing to Creighton.
This seems to be one of the stories for Xavier's year, where they'll play a pretty good first half, but usually give up a run right out of the gates in the second half. And this was no exception, with Creighton hitting 10 out of their first 11 shots. But that said, Xavier hit what appeared to be a game-tying shot with about 20 seconds to go in regulation, and then Creighton answers with a game winner of their own with about 4 seconds to play. So now it's Nova and Creighton for the title.
Yeah, Xavier did get a shot up. Now, it wasn't a what I would call a high percentage shot, but it was a makeable shot, but it didn't go in. I'll say this for Xavier, John. I know it was a very, very frustrating year, but their play in this tournament has been better than it's been at any point of the season, despite the loss today. And I realize that they had won at Creighton earlier, but Creighton has also been playing a lot better. I thought both teams played really well, and I think Xavier is safely in. And if they can play next week the way they did this week, they're going to do more than just get to the round of 64.
I mean, Xavier does have a decent chance to pull off at least one win in the tournament, and I'm obviously feeling a lot better about Creighton's chances than I did during February.
Yeah.
Well, I got to say, the thing I've taken out of this tournament so far is what Creighton has done. I thought that they had nothing left without Mo Watson. They'd look pretty lousy, but they beat a red-hot Providence team and then played real well against Xavier today. I think that Villanova is going to pound them tomorrow. I don't think it's going to be a close game, but I think that they are much more deserving of what their seed really is going to be, as opposed to being knocked down a few lines for the injuries.
Yeah, and I've got to tip my hat to Greg McDermott. I've railed on him for about 10 years for not being able to get it done in March and for always collapsing in the latter part of the season. And here he is in the Big East championship game, and he has his team playing really well.
We also had semifinals of the Big 12 today, where we had TCU didn't even bother showing up against Iowa State. They rolled. Iowa State looking for their third Big 12 championship in the last four years now, actually, in terms of the tournament.
Yeah.
And a real good game between West Virginia and K-State that West Virginia pulled out at the end there, David.
Well, I would say it was a real close game. As far as how good the game was, the first one may have been better, despite the 21-point blowout. But real important game here. We almost had an Iowa State-Kansas State final. It almost happened, and it would have been glorious. But, West Virginia hanging on and getting it done. And I believe, this is their second consecutive year in the championship game for West Virginia.
John, who do you think wins the championship game tomorrow?
I'm going to go with Iowa State to make it 4 titles in 5 years.
I will as well.
All right. We had semifinal day in the Pac-12 where Oregon surprisingly was held them close for a while. They did pick up the win. And then, David, despite you and I being really on the UCLA bandwagon, they really let us down and really didn't even show up against Arizona.
Yeah, they did. Well, Arizona played really well. I mean, I don't want to take anything away from them, but they certainly played a lot harder than UCLA did. And, yeah, I mean, they pretty much opened up about an 8 to 12 point lead in the first half, and UCLA could not get any closer than that.
John, the end game sequence was certainly fun between Arizona and UCLA.
Yeah, Sean Miller called a timeout with less than a second left, and he and Steve Alford definitely had words during the handshake. I don't know what they said, but it was, and I haven't heard any of the post game comments.
I don't think they were exchanging casino tips. I'll just leave it at that.
Sean Miller's love of UCLA is well documented, and I think he was just telling them congratulations and good luck.
David, Oregon and Arizona tomorrow. These two teams played up in Oregon during the regular season, and Arizona got completely humiliated. Do you think there's a revenge factor here for Arizona tomorrow?
I think so, yeah.
Do you think they can win it?
I do.
They are going to win it.
Yes, okay. I do.
John, you agree with him, Arizona?
I think Arizona wins, but what they're really aiming for is a Final Four for the first time under Sean Miller in a couple weeks.
Yeah. I think the interesting thing here with North Carolina having lost, with Kansas having lost, with Gonzaga's profile being a little more questionable because of the conference they play in, is Oregon playing for a one seed tomorrow?
Well, is Arizona?
Or is Arizona possibly? I think Oregon's overall profile is better, especially if they win this one, though.
I think they are. The one thing about Arizona is they do have the win at UCLA.
They have two wins over UCLA.
Yeah, and Oregon, I don't know what Oregon's best road win is, but I don't think it's quite as good as Arizona's. But, yeah, I mean, I do think that they perhaps are. Everyone's big on North Carolina. I think the committee will give them a one, but, I mean, they didn't really win the conference tournament. And they haven't really beaten anyone. We got into this with our committee. North Carolina's best true road win is Wake Forest, who is not as good as the teams that Oregon, Arizona, and UCLA have beaten on the road.
Let's move over to the Mountain West today, which was also in the semifinal round. We saw Nevada take care of Fresno State and in a close one, Colorado State, with a comeback knocking off San Diego State. Yeah. Setting up Nevada, Colorado State tomorrow, David.
Yeah, two interesting games. Both Colorado State and Nevada trailed in the second half, came from behind the win. Nevada looked especially good. But I think these are two – I mean, if this had been a long time under the radar conference, we'd be talking about how strong this conference is as opposed to a team that just got under the radar and we talk about it being disappointing. Both these teams need to win tomorrow to get in. The loser will not. But I do think the winner is capable of making someone sweat and maybe even beating them in like a 12-5 type game.
John, who do you have tomorrow?
I'm going to go with the Colorado State to win it.
Oh, bold pick.
I don't like that pick because it's going to be their third game in 3 days and it's a very short roster there for Colorado State. I think that the wear and tear of three straight games in 3 days is going to get to them, and Nevada should roll in this game.
I'm going with Nevada as well.
It was semifinal day in Conference USA where Middle Tennessee, we thought UTEP might give them a game, we even upset them. They proved us wrong and just thoroughly dismantled them.
Yeah.
And then in the second game, Marshall set a Conference USA conference tournament record with 19 made three-pointers. John Elmore hitting 7 of them in this game. They just lit it up from downtown against La Tech, David.
Yeah, they did. And should be a fun one tomorrow, although I think Middle Tennessee, they came into this tournament. They were all business. They've blown past the two teams they've played. They've looked as good in this as they have throughout most of the year. And my pick is Middle Tennessee big again tomorrow.
And the question, John, that we have to have here, though, is should Marshall upset them? Does Middle Tennessee get in with an at-large?
I mean, we'll get into this a little bit later because we actually did debate as a committee as to whether or not we should add the Blue Raiders as an at-large. But honestly, I think that's going to be a moot point when they beat Marshall tomorrow night.
I think that's the best move for Middle Tennessee is just beat him. I think they're clearly a better team, and I don't see Marshall being able to hit 19 three-pointers again.
Right.
But if Marshall does win, I can't wait to see the dress code for the NCAA tournament.
It was semifinal day in the Big Sky where North Dakota actually jumped out to a big lead early at Idaho, who then came storming back, ended up being a close finish. And Weber State Eastern Washington was a good one as well. And as I told you all last night, Weber did win that game.
Well, I mean, you got lucky. I mean, it was still a bad pick. You just got lucky.
I picked Weber to win this tournament. David, are you on my Weber bandwagon?
No, I'm going with North Dakota just because it was a bad pick.
John, how about you? What do you like? You like Eastern Washington to win this tournament also. So do you have a new pick?
I'm going to go with what should have been the Rough Riders, but I'll go with North Dakota.
They are the Fighting Hawks, and that's all they are. And they're going to be fighting. They're actually looking for their first ever NCAA tournament bid, but I don't think it's going to happen tomorrow. I think Weber gets it done. Mid-American Conference. Talk about rivalries in the championship game. Yeah. How did it happen? Now, I was a little bit wrong in my picks in this conference last night. But David, Akron got by Ball State in a close one. Kent State, Ohio, another really good game. And
yeah,
rivalry in the conference for the title.
Right. Ohio Kent coming down to the last possession. And Kent, who had been kind of disappointing this year, making up for it now, playing their way into the conference championship. And how good is this one going to feel? The two split the regular season, but they split on each other's home court. So should be interesting tomorrow. And if you look at this tournament, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games decided by 4 points or less or overtime. It's just been a fantastic tournament. We knew it was going to be, and the finale is one of the biggest rivalries in under the radar, if not the biggest, for all the marbles. It's been great.
And these are the two closest schools to Cleveland, so
yeah.
I think they have a very good shot at getting possibly a record crowd for the MAC title game.
Oh, it should be. I mean, it won't sell out, but there'll be upwards of 10,000 people there, probably closer to 15. It's going to be fun.
When this conference tournament started, I did not think Akron would win it, but I'm going to go with Akron tomorrow, David. How about you?
I think I am too. Yeah.
John?
I think the old joke goes, can't read, can't write, Kent State, but I'm going with Akron here.
Okay. Kent State fans, that is your handle again, John, at Jay Salika.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Big West tournament. We're in semifinal day today, as well as UC Irvine beat Long Beach in a close one, and then we went overtime with UC Davis and Cal State Fullerton, a game that just ended a little before we went on the air here. David, UC Davis had never made a Big West tournament championship game before. Here they are looking for their first ever bid tomorrow against Irvine.
Yeah, and another good coaching job by Jim Les. This isn't a very storied program, at least not since moving up to Division I. They were a first-place finisher 2 years ago, I think, finishing second this year and playing in their first ever championship game. And I think that the winner of this is heading most likely towards the 16 line, but it still should be fun.
And real good chance they end up in Dayton also. But
John,
who do you like? Do you think Davis wins it, or do you think Irvine gets back in?
I'm choosing UC Irvine because I don't want the puppet stalking Jim Les for the next 10 to 15 years if they win this one.
You know what the thing is with Irvine? Irvine had like 3 or 4 years in a row where they were kept being the best team in this conference or making the finals and couldn't get in to get their first bid. They finally ended that a few years back, but almost a reverse case now if Davis is that team. But I'm going to go with Davis, though. I'm going to go with the mild upset there.
Yeah, I picked them to win this tournament before it started, and I'm not going to back off of it now that they're in the finals. So
I thought you picked Long Beach, but that's okay.
I went back and changed it.
In the MEAC today, it was semifinal day, and North Carolina Central completely dismantled Eastern Shore, but Howard actually led Norfolk State for most of this game before Norfolk kind of turned it on late in the second half and pulling away. But in a rarity of rarities, we have the top two seeds in the MEAC championship game.
The chalk is actually held. And NC Central and Norfolk tomorrow in Norfolk.
John, the attic is actually in the attic.
Yes.
John, you want to go Norfolk, or you want to go to take the top team, NC Central?
I think they've righted the ship, so I'll go with NC Central to win it.
All right, David?
Yeah, same.
I think we're going to make a 3-for-3 on that one then. It was also semifinal day in the Southland tournament where I picked Sam Houston and SFA to advance, and there they are playing.
Yeah.
These games were probably not even as close as those final scores. It was.
I was
shocked by how well both New Orleans and Corpus Christi played today, David.
Yeah, I mean, I was too. And New Orleans, they've led the pack the whole year, although they have stubbed their toes a few times. I think the two best teams in the conference are playing for it tomorrow. I still like New Orleans, but Corpus Christi coming on strong. They looked good in November and December. We actually liked them out of conference on some of our under-the-radar shows. They kind of fell apart for the first part of conference play, but second half just thundered down the stretch, and tomorrow they might win the league.
Well, yeah, they've got Rashawn Thomas, probably one of the best, definitely the best player of the Southland there. So, New Orleans has got to find a way to stop him. But, John, do you have a pick in the game?
I think the 21-year drought of New Orleans is coming to an end in this one.
I'm going to go Corpus Christi. I would love to see New Orleans in. But if you ask me who I think is going to win, I think it's going to be Corpus Christi with the mild upset there.
Yeah.
We also have, we didn't play today, but it is championship day tomorrow in the America East. Vermont hosting Albany. David, what do you think about tomorrow's game?
I think Vermont wins.
You think it's going to be easy, or you think it's going to be a close one at least?
They won't blow them out, but they'll win comfortably.
John, you agree with him?
Campusites have been kind to Vermont in recent memory, so I'll go with the Catamounts to get back to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, and Vermont tried to complete the perfect conference season. They have not lost a conference game yet. If they win tomorrow, they will go into the NCAA tournament with one of the longest winning streaks of the nation. One other thing, we're about to do something that we have never done before on our Championship Week video notebooks. We are going to preview a conference, and we're going to be previewing a conference right now that we have never previewed for a conference tournament before. It is Ivy League Conference Tournament time. For the first time ever, four-team tournament begins tomorrow. Two semifinals, Penn, Princeton, Harvard, Yale, could not have been a more perfect pairing of games for the first ever Ivy League tourney. David, your thoughts on this tourney, who's going to win it, and what you like in these two games tomorrow?
Well, my first thought is I complain incessantly about tournaments that are not at campus sites and teams that are put at disadvantages for having to play on the road. So why am I so happy to see Penn and Princeton playing at the Palestra, which is grossly unfair to Princeton, but still incredibly awesome.
Now it's probably probably about an hour from Princeton to Penn, so they're going to have a lot of fans there. Lita Vecchio and I actually went to a Princeton Penn regular season game last year, and there was a lot of Princeton tape people in the crowd.
Yeah.
So I expect Princeton to have a very strong turnout for this game as well.
I do too, and I think Princeton gets it done. Obviously.
How about the other game?
I'm going to go with Yale in that one. Yale Princeton final with Princeton winning.
John, how about your thoughts on this tournament?
I thought it would be Yale in the preseason, but they've been kind of a disappointment to me personally compared to where I thought they'd be. So I'll go with Princeton and Harvard in the title game.
And the winner will be?
The Tigers.
I'm going to agree with you, John, Princeton and Harvard in the title game, but I'm going to go with the upset. The upset's going to happen in the championship. I think Harvard knocks off Princeton in the championship to get the first ever Ivy League title and Tommy Amaker back in the NCAA tournament. NCAA tournament survival board time. David, this is our survival board. Can you start by telling people what this is and what this is about?
Well, it's a list of everyone at this point who is still playing and who could still theoretically win the national championship. And it not only does it list them, it lists their – okay, let me back up. Everyone that's still playing or everyone that is locked into the field or being considered for the field. We do this for the selection committee. It's available to them. They can just log on just like you have now and view it and find out what it is they're supposed to be doing.
So if they want to know if North Carolina should be in despite their loss today, they'll see them in bold and know North Carolina is in.
You're right.
If they want to know if Syracuse is in despite their loss the other day, they're going to say, well, maybe, but we don't have to put them in.
They shouldn't.
And if they want to know whether or not, let's say, UC Davis should be in, even if they lose the Big West title game tomorrow, no, they should not, because they're not italics, they're not in bold, they are out. Now, this is where we were before the day today, before all the games today were played. Let's scroll up here and see. We had 126 teams left. We're going to update this here and see what happened as a result of today's games. We are down under 100, down to 94 teams left here.
Yeah. So we're getting close to 68.
We can see here a few things that happened. For example, we were just asking about the Big West. There are now just those two teams left in it. We see down here in the SWAC, Texas Southern, bold end caps. They have won that automatic bid despite having a game tomorrow at Solico.
Yep.
But speaking about that, John, we actually had our second full night of our Hoops HD mock selection committee meetings today. And I'm going to pull up our board here of what we actually did tonight. There it is, and there's been a lot of changes from what we discussed last night. Very briefly, first of all, actually we did it in the kind of the middle of the process, but we did add four more teams to the field as Vanderbilt, Wake Forest, Providence, and VCU got in. VCU being that last team that we mentioned as being the last team that we voted in at this point. And we went ahead and seeded eight seed lines also, John, correct?
That is correct. And depending on what happens in the SEC and also the American tournament, more likely, it's possible that two more spots could open up and maybe a third if VCU wins the Atlantic 10 title.
Right. We could have up to we have three more spots. So of these teams on this under consideration board here, you see the various coloring codes but there, but none of those teams are in yet, but there is room for three of them. So like Kansas State and USC are the two I'm looking at right now as being my favorites to definitely make it in. If we three spots to open, that third team becomes very interesting.
And if you're asking about those colors, it means Middle Tennessee, Nevada, Rhode Island, and Texas Arlington are all still playing. Everyone else has their hay in the barn.
Right. And as far as the seed list goes over here, we will be re-scrubbing that tomorrow night and again on Sunday. So that's not locked in final, but this is they've kind of an initial draft though, right?
Yes. And we might be moving Arizona up. I can't imagine that we would not be. And we might be moving them up higher than just that.
Yes. So especially if they win tomorrow. You added in wins over UC. This voting actually took place before that Pac-12 game went final today. So if they beat UCLA and Oregon this week, they can go up, 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 up.
Mm-hmm.
On that note, let me pull this screen down and go for any final thoughts. John, let me start with you.
It's going to be a little bit of a somber note that I'm surprised we didn't cover earlier in the show, but it looks like ASN is going to be ceasing operations towards the end of the month. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've provided quite a bit of TV coverage for conferences like the Atlantic 10, Conference USA, the Southland, and Ohio Valley.
And they gave us such wonderful things as halftime shows that for the first season of, their existence looked like they were filmed in somebody's garage. But right. David, your thoughts?
Well, my only final thought was going to be, well, first, getting out of this damn bunker. Second, bed. And, but since John brought that up, I really am sad to see ASN go. When you are a fan of the conferences that we are a fan of, it actually did give us access to it. We were able to view some of the games that before you either had to pay for or watch these choppy streams on, or maybe it did or didn't work. Maybe it was or wasn't blacked out. It got the games on in the areas and it got them on local television and you were able to access it. I really, really wished it would have worked out. I thought it was a great idea. I was really excited when they launched. And I even enjoyed the cheesy graphics and halftime shows, to be honest. I'm going to miss it.
Don't forget the infomercials.
The infomercials, the halftime shows with Jim, which were basically about the same production quality as this podcast. But I was sad to see that it's going away. I hope Campus Insider or somebody is able to absorb those leagues and maybe some of the people that worked on getting that off the ground and getting it together. I was real sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and I'll echo that thought there. And also just wanted my final note here is that there are the most conference championship games of any day to come out tomorrow. 14 automatic bids. Well, 13 automatic bids because of the swag, but 14 championship games will be played. It's going to be a fun and exciting day. A lot of semifinals in the other conferences. First ever Ivy League tournament. And we will be back tomorrow night with our final Hoops HD Championship Week video notebook. We'll be back again probably a Monday night with a preview of the NCAA tournament. And breaking news, David, we are going to be revealing, coming up Monday night, the field for the inaugural AC8 tournament.
The AC8 tournament, yes.
Yeah, so look forward to that. This is going to be exciting news here. We are presenting our own postseason tournament here, AC8. We'll find out about it Monday night. But on behalf of John Salica and David Griggs, still locked in the bunker over there, I'm Chad Sherwood. Thanks for joining us, and have a great evening, everyone.